Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 9:24, down 15 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 9:10, down 23. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 8:53, down 17 on the open. July, 8:68, down 17. September, 8:84, down 15 and a half. December, 8:99, down 19 on the open. May corn opened at 5.90, down 9.5 on the open. July, 6.03, down 10. September, 6.09, down 12 and a quarter. December, 6.10, down 12 and 3 quarters. March of 2009 opened at 6.16 and a half, down 14 and 3 quarters on the open. The May contract at 6.21, down 14. July, 6.27, down 12 and a half. And December of 2009, 582, down 4.5 on the open. May beans opened at 1334, down 27.5 on the open. July, 1350, down 27. August, 1338, down 29. November, 1255, down 26. January of 2009, 1265, down 29.5. March, 1279, down 25.75. July, 1290, down 26. And November of 2009, 1227, down 24 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 340.50, down 6.20 on the open. July, 345.50, down 6.20. May soybean oil opened at 59.70, down 128 on the open. July, 60.50, down 124. April live cattle open at 90, up 45 on the open. June, 92.50, up 17.5. April feeders open at 101.70, up 20 on the open. May, 106, up 27.5. May lean hogs open at 72.50, down 22.5 on the open. June, 74.25, down 10. And May bellies open at 78.20, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the current range of trading while we're waiting on Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities to come on the line. As the screen opens, we're seeing that in Kansas City wheat trading anywhere from down 31 to down 40. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat now trading anywhere from down 27 and a quarter to down 35 and a quarter. Corn trading anywhere from down 7, and that's the March 2010 contract, to down 25 in the May of 2008 contract. Beans trading anywhere now from down 26 and 3 quarters in the September 2008 contract to down 35 and 3 quarters here in the May 2008 contract. Let's look at some outside market factors for you. May crude oil now trading at 116.65, down 4. June 116.30, up 14. CRB index at 418.19 is down 117. The U.S. dollar trading at 71.559 is off just over 45 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 12.762 is off 86. Over in the silver pit, we're seeing that the May contract trading at 17.58, down 24 cents. June gold is trading at 9.23, up 7.80. The Goldman Sachs commodity index at 733.65 is down 4.52. And the S&P 500 at 13.80.40 is down 9.93. Still waiting for Kurt Kimmel to come on the line. Let's look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today. He tells us today areas of patchy dense fog, otherwise mostly sunny early, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. and highs ranging from 70 in northeastern Indiana to near 80 degrees in western Illinois. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with areas of patchy fog, lows ranging from 50 in eastern Indiana to near 60 in western Illinois. Then tomorrow in Illinois, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. In Indiana, partly to mostly sunny and highs ranging from 68 in northwestern Illinois to near 80 in far southern Illinois. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it's already been an eventful morning with traders already trying to test last week's lows in both corn and beans.
Yeah, December corn took out the $6 level, and there was quite a few sell stops there. We've been as low as 93 and three quarters, 93 and a half, or 95. So we're definitely testing the downside. Of course, as everyone probably aware of, the weather forecast is a little bit more favorable. Even though this afternoon's planting progress won't show a big jump in plantings, trades look anywhere from about 5 to 9% complete compared to the average. It ranges anywhere from 18 to 20%, depending on which average you use. So that's got the market on the defensive. Also, too, there's ideas that we could see maybe a little bit of a slowdown in demand materializes, too. Beans down 50 cents, 55 cents, looking at production in the southern hemisphere coming online here. Also, too, looking at bean planting progress start to pick up steam here once we get corn underway, Dave.
And what will the bears make of pushing the beans down here on technical ideas as well as these fundamental pieces that you're talking? Will they become even more emboldened to try to push this down, I don't know, down to the 1209 area perhaps?
On the Novembers, there's going to be support here at this $12 level. Resistance is going to be back up towards 13. If you're looking at the Julys, you can probably use a $13 to $14 trading range, per se. But, you know, as we move lower here and we start to move below the moving averages, it's going to start turning the funds to a negative side of the equation. We saw the long position go up as far as numbers of contracts from the traditional funds. So the fear is now that if we start to turn these moving averages down, they could probably liquidate some long positions.
Any reason to believe that that won't happen in light of what you mentioned in terms of potential planning pressures over the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, we feel, you know, it can change in a hurry, but the risk is to the downside here over the near term. We're in an environment where the seasonal tendency is to move lower as we go into early spring in here if there's real no weather concerns. So we priced a lot of weather fears in the market by taking corn above $6 here. Now, with the weather forecast cooperating somewhat, not everywhere, but for the most of the areas here, we sort of need to remove some of that uncertainty. But we got to remember, good hard breaks in here are going to be buying opportunities. We feel it's not over yet. If you start to shave a few bushels off the yield projections, that you can change the bottom line on the supply-demand balance sheet in a hurry. So, if you're one to be a buyer in here, you need to stay awake here over the near term and use this break to get some coverage on. If you're one that missed the sell opportunity up here, we would recommend maybe buying some put options here to put a floor on. Do that way, if we drift a little lower than what people realize, at least you got some downside protection. But it's going to be a roller coaster, and you got to use the breaks to be a buyer and the rallies to be a seller.
Do you think commercials will buy at these prices?
That's the key in here. We'll see if demand surface here. The dollar's lower again today, so from a foreign buyer's point of view, breaks in here should be buying opportunities. U.S. grain's good value. When your domestic end user here, such as a livestock feeder, or an ethanol plant, I imagine you probably go ahead and get some more extended coverage on this break. A lot of the buyers, it's been hand-to-mouth, and breaks in here is going to give them an opportunity to get some coverage on.
What is your analysis this morning of the wheat market?
Well, downtrend still intact. We'll see what the conditions report says this afternoon. jury's still out on this wheat here in the Eastern Belt. We've had a lot of conversation that some of this wheat might be torn up and put into another commodity, so we'll see what the next week or two brings. There's concerns that some nitrate didn't get put on. There's some areas with was too wet that's experiencing some problems. So we'll have to monitor this afternoon's conditions report to sort of see what the tone is there, Dave.
So what a piece of advice do you have for producers today?
Well, at the present time in here, you got to expect the market to drift lower over the next 2 to 3 weeks. As a producer, I think you got to sort of play defense here short term. If you're one that's pretty well sold up in here, I'd use the extreme breaks to the downside to maybe replace some cash sales.
Thank you very much, Kurt. You have a great day.
Very good. Thanks.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Let's look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City at 904, down 35 and three quarters to the Board of Trade. May wheat 831, down 39. July 843, down 42. May corn 569 and a half, down 30. July 583, down 30. December 594, down 28 and three quarters. May beans 1295, down 66 and a half. November 1217, down 64. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.